clothes, and I had to do it.
Finally, today in Los Angeles, Naked to Me are going to shoot their first video for Get Naked. And to everyone's great surprise, everyone in the video is naked.
$77 million paid for my come. I'm in the sun on my vacation. Shooting my jersey, jism, the one guy. I ain't getting paid to entertain. Rocking my boner tape for hours and hours. Look at Ron Jeremy.
This is nasty from an athlete. And I've been running with the blue balls since last week. So if you ask me, I'm glad to be. I'm stupid, get butt naked and break it down with nasty.
Get naked.
I'm a baby naked hat.
Get naked.
Ride the cock till you hit the spot.
Nine, two, zero, 368-4582 is the number. You're listening to another heart-stopping installment of Wake and Bake Grinders List. I'm Dread Rocker, and to my left is Lunch Meat. But hold on, because I did actually have it here. Oh, dang it, where is it? Sorry, I made so many tabs. But... Lunch meat.
Well, this is everyone's favorite Ash Lord. Lunch meat.
And to his left, Jimmy Gump Funk.
Jimmy Gump, I hit my head today. I'm a little concussed, so I apologize if my conversations wander. Don't trust the thing I have to fucking say, Gump.
Business as usual, of course. Good energy this morning, fellas. How's it going right off the bat?
Things are going good. Nice and early, nice and baked.
Anybody stay up all night, or we got a couple sleepy boys in here?
Sleepy boys.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Theoretically speaking, I'm not supposed to go to sleep, so yeah, I'm a little bit of a sleepy boy.
Oh, you got someone holding your hand, giving you a little shake to make sure you don't nod off there?
Well, you guys look at me naked right now in the grinder's den, because I am sweaty and goddamn, yeah, again, mm-hmm. I slipped and hit my head on the way here, so yeah.
You did mention that.
But whatever, we got to talk about Meatballs 4, we got other things to talk about, let's go.
Yeah, what do we talk about first? The falling state of our union or Meatballs 4? I'm not really sure which one.
Let's tease into it with something usual, right? Like maybe.
Okay. Well, let me just start off by saying it's 4:08. We're doing that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. In about 12 minutes, the smoke alarm is set. Okay. So we got the table is set, so to say. Usually around this time, we do talk a little bit about the bacons out there for the breakfast. Does anyone smell what's cooking?
All the eagle-eared listeners out there, Jessica is the love of my life, the tech cop that, you know, maybe broke us up once or this group up once or twice, whatever, but ran to her tonight, and she just broke up with her boyfriend, and we had a great conversation. And I happily walked my happy ass to the grinder studio and slipped and fell and hit my head. So yeah,
is there more to that now? Now I'm sensing a little police brutality might have been involved, might have been the culprit.
She did not have to, pepper spray me or anything to get me away. Fucking, in fact, I think it might have been the opposite. Like, she was really aggressive with me.
Yes. That's what I'm accusing her of.
That's usually how cops work, right?
Yeah. She got your heart rate going. all the blood rushed to one part.
I'm not going to lie. If she would have handcuffed me and threw me in the back of that squad car, I would have been her slave, yeah.
Or she just puts a condom over her nightstick.
Yeah, or that.
Well, am I using the nightstick or is she using it on me?
What do you think? She's
don't
definitely
touch her nightstick.
She's using it. No. She's gonna have to do more than throw a condom on there. She's gonna have to put like 12 pounds of grease or something. Nope.
Oh.
I've been lately wound up like goddamn Major League Baseball, and my asshole has been tighter than a frog. So fucking yeah, no.
Mm.
Now, if it was the opposite way around, I could use nightstick on her.
Mm, that's not what she's into.
Yeah. What are the people in Guns N' Roses use for lube? Axel Green.
Oh my! Did you get that off of Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
Came up with myself. That's yeah, a man. Lord's gift.
That's the type of That's the joke they print.
Well, your royalty, I give you a curtsy, and that, you know, that did give me a good laugh, and I needed that. Thank you.
No problem.
What we're here for?
I haven't seen any of those nasty old little pigs laying around or squatting around anywhere, really. They've just been cruising the town. I haven't seen them pull over anyone, I think. Dredd, you still evading the old cops with the sticker?
I was evading them, but I did actually walk into a little bit of a setup this week. I was bringing there's an office at the VA where I have to go for work sometimes, and I went there with a keyboard because the keyboard had fallen off of the computer and broken, so I had to like take a keyboard off my own computer and drive it over there. And there were four policemen standing inside when I got there. No heads up or anything like that. Could have been walking in with anything in my pockets. Could have been doing this or that in the car on the way.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you smell of a skunk's asshole when you walked into said room and four cops are standing?
I definitely smelled a pork product. I'll just say that.
did they give you a shifty eye, or just let you walk
shifty eyes, there? Big shifty eyes. Friendly at first. I came there. I do have a secret identity. There's a big black pair of glasses on my face that should shield them. And plus, you know, we're wearing masks these days. That's always helpful too. Mine did not say fuck you. It said, hey, I'm here to help. I'm a friend, everyone. What's going on? So I just kind of played into the secret identity thing and made my way through. But there were four of them in a room the size of smaller than your bedroom, you know? Very, very scary situation to walk into.
What do they want? I sympathize.
They wanted to let their dog smell some money, basically. And I said,
that's what they wanted.
Yeah,
they had dogs with them and shit.
Again, for Eagle Ear listeners, all two of you, seven of you. Now there was a few weeks ago where a dog might have licked my shoe, looking for something, and I was worried about something being on me. Was this the same situation with the shifty eyed cops in Udred?
Yes, although in that moment I was pretty clean, relatively speaking. I may have, if the dogs may have smelled something, but they could not have seen something.
Hey, if they can't find anything, you know, you're innocent.
Exactly. If you can't prove something, then it didn't happen. I never talked to the dogs or pet them or saw them. I complied with the officer's request.
So let me get this straight. These cops called you down to an office.
No, it was my office.
No. He had to go for a meeting. He had to go for a meeting at the VA and have to walk into four cops staying there. Is that the story correct?
Kind of an ambush, yes.
What do they want?
They wanted to let their dog smell some money.
Why don't they just go to the fucking bank then? They wanted to smell
money I had under my authority, you might say.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
What kind of?
There's this office where we make money at, right? And in this office, somebody
you make money.
Well, we okay. Let's say we sell money orders, for example. There, okay.
Okay. I see.
And people try shit with their, you know, a lot of times they just don't want to claim it on their income. So they try to turn their dirty cash into a money order and then turn it into clean cash. You see what I'm saying? So every once in a while, they want to smell my dick. I mean, smell some money. And
Whoa.
This time I let them.
Dread.
Did I accidentally?
Into way too many different crimes at one time.
Well, that's why we use aliases on this program.
Did you just say that maybe you take money and launder it?
I said it's possible to do it.
Well, you know, everything is possible if you put your mind to it.
Exactly.
Tom Segura tried dunking a basketball and blew his knee out and separated his shoulder, I mean, recently. So, you know, anything is possible if you set your mind to it.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone else see that video?
No. I thought people just launder their money through drugs. Isn't that how everyone does it, right? You have a lot of bad money, and then you just buy some drugs, and then you sell the drugs, and then
if you're an amateur, what if you're just like a business owner, for example, who just like came into a bunch of cash and doesn't necessarily want it on his taxes, and that's your maybe you're not a drug dealer per se.
I'm not saying it's legitimate, but
I'm also saying, like, I don't have time to be
in this hypothetical situation. I would say that, you know, you just flip that for something that you should be able to buy and then sell that thing rather quickly to get the cash back.
Okay, all right, but you do understand that some people just don't have the time for that sort of thing, and what they're really just trying to do is take a money order to a bank and cash it and then get
to the limit. Don't hold up the Raiders.
Right, yeah, just like that. Okay, 4:16, 4 minutes. Just reminded everyone, 3 minutes now. Seems like not enough time to get into Cobra Kai, but too much time for. Ooh, here, how about just a sports minute, real quick? I got a theme ready. All right, Jim, the floor is yours.
All right, sportsman. First off, shout out to Derrick Henry, the 8th player ever to rush for 2,000 yards in an NFL season. Pride of Alabama, fucking 260 pounds, fucking goddamn beast of a human being, fucking had to finish the Week 17 game with over 250 yards to make it 2,000 yards, and he cleared that by then some. So good on him. My beloved Bears, they got their shit stomped out by the Packers. They were good for about 3.5 quarters.
Mm.
And then in the end, Aaron Rodgers, I fucking hate to praise the man, but god damn it, he is a good fucking quarterback. Maybe it's like an asshole. But anyway, so Saturday, we got Colts versus Bills, Rams versus Seahawks, Buccaneers versus Washington team name retracted.
Rams.
Sunday, Ravens, Titans. Bears versus Saints and Browns versus Steelers, the night game. And little fun fact, all the Browns coaching staff has come down with COVID and will not be on the sideline and or in the stadium to coach the team. So it's going to be sandlot football for the Cleveland Browns, the first time they make the playoffs in 18 fucking years. I'm going to be in Vegas for that one. I am looking forward to betting on that game big time. Let's go.
Are they going to are they going to Skype that in, or what's the deal there?
They're not going to delay the game. If the Browns choose to not play and or don't have enough players to field a team, they will forfeit, which would be the first forfeit in the NFL playoff and or NFL history.
Browns?
The Cleveland Browns. Freaking.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to just ask you one quick question. What's in your piz this week?
What is in my piz? I am not going to lie. My piz is filled with hate and resentment.
Ooh, okay. I guess we'll get into that soon enough. Very telling, this question reveals a lot about one's psyche. Lunch meat, do you have an answer for what's in your piz?
Some Andy's candies in mine.
Andy's candies. I like Reese's Pieces.
Those are good. I personally have 24 meatballs, but we will get into that in a little bit. But for now,
something from lunch meat sticks.
We will follow every right tones for the song. And you know, back when I was in the academy, we would follow every toast with a song.
Meatballs 4, right? Isn't that the?
Let's get into Cobra Kai. Let's get into Cobra Kai.
Oh yeah. Everyone needs to. Wow, I'm really.
I only watched the first three episodes, so I didn't watch the entire thing. I watched the first three, but
first three.
Who wants to recap that? Who wants to go through this all? Let's start breaking it down for everyone. All right.
We're gonna do what? We're gonna do it all right now.
Let's talk about it.
What about the six? Okay, spoilers for the six out there. You six out there.
Right.
Some of you are falling a little behind.
Spoiler.
You six. Just so you know, we're at like 97 listens to go on our road to 100 listens.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. We'll get to that later.
All right. But we find Johnny, he's all tore up. He's totally broken up. Did anyone else feel that in this season that like Johnny's kind of like more than a man child, that he is, might be a little slightly, you know, special? Right, where he's maybe a sweetly retarded a little bit? Is that...
That's a lens for sure.
Well,
if someone
that just suffered another concussion, I can sympathize with looking at his face and how fucked up he is. Yeah, he probably got knocked the fuck out and concussed, so he's definitely a man-child.
You think, like, lighting some kid's, like, feet on fire is going to make him walk again? Like,
work for my brother?
Very personal, touching season.
Hey, light my brother's feet on fire, work for him. Fucking goddamn, he got him a happy dance. So, okay, maybe I did that because he lit me on fire one time, but whatever, turnabout's fair play.
What about him dangling some Playboys in front of old Miguel? Like,
yeah, I feel
okay,
like
okay,
they
okay,
are
that,
not
that's creeper alert. That's creeper alert right there. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
kick the kid in the pool to make him learn how to kick. Light his feet on fire to make him learn how to walk. But yeah, no, putting pornography in front of a minor, because I'm going to assume he's still under 18.
In that way, he does seem stunted, because that does seem like something you would have done, like, pre-internet, though, and been, like, probably willing to crawl out of... But he's right, like, he has a phone. Like, what? It's not better...
Who just had the story of going to the woods and finding porno?
I do. I have a version of that.
He doesn't understand, like, how, like, a laptop works, right? He doesn't understand that you have to plug
right.
in a
That's
laptop.
Right, that's the, well, they go back to a few times. Quite a few times.
Hey, he doesn't understand social media.
Remember when he didn't, like, understand how to charge a laptop?
Right. Here's my thing, too. Like, he went out of his way to take all these, like, Facebook photos, right? Which was smart. I'll give him credit for that. But he was in the same shirt. And, like, he was in the same clothes throughout the whole pictures,
too.
Right? I mean,
yep.
What the fuck is
she
that?
She would have saw right through that.
I mean, dude, that's not... I mean, I don't know. Johnny Lawrence is a little special, I think.
Okay, but well, we got a lot of other stuff to get into in this juicy season. Anyone else feel like Miguel didn't walk for long enough? Sorry, Jim, if you're not there yet. He does eventually get out of the chair.
There's no way, dude. And, like, you really think that, like, Dee Snider had the magic touch, right?
Yeah, I don't think Dee Snider had the magic touch.
Hey, look at your foot. It's, like, tapping. Like, come on, dude. It's, like, Dee Snider, like, come on, ladies, everyone get him laid. And all the ladies just look at him and then, like, just turn away. Right? Does anyone notice that? Like, you didn't do anything, Dee Snider, you punk. Like, God.
Hey, Dee Snider went head to head with L and Tipper Gore and fucking won. So,
I don't remember that. How exactly are you saying that now?
That's not the show. I'm sorry.
Is this about putting censorship on CD or censorship warnings on CDs?
Yeah.
He didn't like that. Doesn't it look kind of badass?
Dee Snider is a badass. Despite wearing makeup and having a hair like a goddamn girl you want to fuck, Dee Snider is a badass.
Yeah, you can have those things.
He can have those things all he wants because he's a badass.
All right, so anyway, and then he just took on Alan Tipper Gore and won somehow?
Oh, you've never seen this? When
no,
Dee Snider
come on,
showed
please,
to Congress?
Tell us about this 30-year-old...
Spoiler alert for if no one knows this, but yeah, Dee Snider showed up to Congress when they wanted to censor music, dressed like an absolute scumbag, fucking eye makeup, goddamn his hair all ratted out, wearing a sleeveless Twisted Sister t-shirt, sleeveless goddamn
storm the Capitol.
He did not storm the Capitol. He sat down, had a fucking legitimate debate with lawmakers, and did it like a gentleman. He did not break windows. He did not fucking break into offices. He did like a gentleman. Anyway, okay. Sorry I got off topic there. We're talking about Cobra Kai.
Oh, I asked the question. I mean, I was interested. Okay, back to Cobra Kai. I don't know. We're just spoiling the whole season, I guess.
Yeah, we're spoiling it for everyone. Fuck it.
We
have to spoil it before other people spoil it.
What do we think about this Christmas brawl? Does it stack up to the high school brawl? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I didn't like the Christmas brawl, to be honest with you. I thought it was, like, pretty ridiculous. You know?
I don't think, I mean, you know, that high school brawl is, like, perfection, you know. You just can't, I just knew they weren't going to be able to top it. I was hoping for a karate tournament that never came around. They're like, Jimmy, here's, like, the general thing is, like, they set up a bunch of stuff for next season, basically, in my opinion. They don't really, like... It feels like it's like
the only spoiler I read is that they are doing a season 4 and it starts filming like in a couple weeks.
Sure. I'm sure this thing is huge. Of course, everyone's on the, that's why we're doing this
Cobra Kai train.
I think all three of us were on the Karate Kid Cobra Kai train well before this series ever started. I think all of us were fucking goddamn Ralph Macchio fans as the villain, goddamn Johnny Lawrence as the hero fans.
This one makes you really wonder. Like, I was surprised at how much of they're referencing Karate Kid 3 while he's in Japan, right? Lunch meets.
Correct. Sorry.
I feel like that is actually one I probably know better than 2, if I'm understanding my Karate Kid movies correctly.
Karate Kid 2 was the one where they went to Okinawa. Karate Kid 3, oh,
that one. That's the one I remember.
Part of Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was 3, huh? I feel like maybe I haven't seen 3, or at least I don't remember it.
3 is the one with, like, Johnny. I don't know if his name is Johnny Silver, David Silver. Or
he was that one
like
dude
that.
He was afraid of, right? That one?
Yep, the, like, Kreese's friend from, well, who they're talking about, I think, from this season. You
right.
know, I think that's who it's going to be. Bring him back or whatever. But, all right, anyways, let's get into this. What about Daniel-san? Do you think he learned stuff or what? I mean, do you think when he went to Okinawa that...
Did he open
know,
that scroll
like,
or what was in that scroll?
No.
We don't
that
know.
Scroll, I think, was the pressure point one, I think, right? Where they're not a,
okay.
you know.
I think that was the secret of the Miyagi kick, the where you have to balance yourself, where
yeah.
you're supposed to hit the opponent. I think that was what was in the scroll, the secret
of
the Miyagi kick.
Just be real.
No,
is,
he already
is,
knows the secret kick.
What does the scroll
you're
say, like?
To Robbie.
Robbie.
No, he passed it on to Robbie, but I don't think Robbie did it right. If Robbie did it right, he would have fucking... ended fucking goddamn Miguel's life.
Mm.
I think that the Miyagi kick is supposed to be a game-changing game ender. Fucking, I don't think it's supposed to just be a tournament thing to get a point. No, I think that's supposed to be you figure out the balance, you figure out where you fucking are supposed to hit the person, you hit them in the heart,
actually,
they go down.
Okay, and the okay. Let's talk about breaking arms for a moment. Now, you, how many of us have been in a situation where you've got somebody by the wrist and it's bent behind their back, and you kind of have a moment where you can decide whether or not to break their arm? Has anyone ever been in that situation?
In amateur wrestling, continuously.
You've literally, yeah. So you okay? Have you ever broken the arm? Is my question.
No,
I did not. I always had that restraint.
Like, you
know,
I
explain things to the cops.
When I was, I don't know, like eight, maybe 9 years old, something like that. I actually had someone in that position. And there was a moment I didn't realize that if I put just a little pressure on it, I was going to break the arm. I was just trying to like basically bend it behind their back, but I didn't exactly understand how all that worked at the time. And I like broke someone's
arm. Oh, you're 8, 9 years old. How can you?
Hawk's arc really reached out to me this season as someone who broke an arm and felt really bad about it and like didn't know how to deal with it. It really got me in the feels, you know?
Something about I got a question for when Daniel's son goes to Okinawa, right? Like the thing with you know, Miyagi, right, where he didn't want karate used for death. He thought karate was only like meant for like wartime and protection and fighting for like good and shit like that, right?
Sure.
He like went out of his way to show Daniel that there was other ways of like using karate than like murder and like finishing moves and stuff like that,
right?
And that's like what he walked out with it, and that like made his karate better, you know, where it was like, you know, it was in a higher state of things. But now when he went to Okinawa, he found out all these like, you know, kill moves from Miyagi-Do that
they're
he wasn't
not
supposed
kill moves,
to learn.
They're no moves.
No, they're kill moves. There was a bunch of kill moves that like he like taught Daniel-san. And like corrupted Miyagi-Do. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like not what Mr. Miyagi wanted.
I was coached in many things to take the kill shot, but to never take the kill shot. So you know, Mr. Miyagi, fucking, he always set it up so that Daniel's son could do way greater harm. But he always taught him to turn the other cheek and not to be the asshole and cause bodily harm. Fucking.
But it turns out that he forgot all these huge moves that were, like, pretty crucial.
Pretty
to, like,
crucial
Miyagi
moves.
Go.
He
went out of his way not to teach him that shit.
You know, a good teacher never teaches the student everything they know. Fucking.
That's true.
You always got to keep those couple of tricks up your sleeve. Fucking. And Mr. Miyagi, ultimate respect. Fucking, I think that he took the kill shots out of Miyagi-Do. And just taught you freaking self-defense, not fucking alpha male fucking
karate. Okay. Okay, where have all the fatties gone? Is this like this whole bringing
question.
In the natural athletes
bullshit.
Nonsense?
It's bullshit. They took away every single fat person in Cobra Kai, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that,
there's such big hopes for Stingray, man. He could have been like this undercover spy.
Not even a line or anything. I at least see Kreese like drum him out, you know, like in an alley somewhere, like. You know, really.
I've been growing up my goddamn goatee and fucking goddamn doing everything I can to fucking goddamn rev up Stingray. And yeah, my boy is fucking not in this season. What the hell? I've been going to goddamn high school parties, fucking buying 40s, dude Edwards 40 hands, fucking goddamn have the Stingray tail. And yeah, no.
You better show up in the tournament. The That's all I got to say.
You better show up at the fucking tournament, dude. Yeah.
He's going to be so fierce, the kid.
He can't even compete in it. You know, like.
Oh, I suppose.
Ridiculous. And what about the Daniel's son, right? Like,
yeah.
He even made him
Fuck, he was chucking his shit last season.
I think he's doing that on his own. I think that was a choice the actor made because he wants to get in on the karate, of course. And they only brought him in once too. That was the only time.
Right.
But the actor's like, hey, I'm ready. These other kids are going to be all too grown up. And then you'll need a new karate kid.
Yeah, exactly. Did anyone get tricked into believing Kreese was humanized during his like Vietnam stories?
We got to find out who this captain is and who fucked up this captain and go after that person. That's what they're doing. Like that first season was all about like getting Johnny like cleaned up, and then like you know what I'm saying? We were just like, oh, we brought Kreese in, and now he's the new baddie. But wait a minute. Was he so bad?
Find him because Kreese
He was the diner boy who, like, his mom, you know.
What's sick? It was crazy. That's what it, like, his mom was crazy, not, like, sick. So that also means, like, Kreese could be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was also a hint. I don't know. I don't feel bad for Kreese at all, dude. Like, that captain shit in Vietnam, dude, like, he was mildly right. About that shit, right? I mean, is that how you saw it too, or what? I mean,
seems pretty badass, but maybe not. I don't know. You gotta like keep reminding yourself that he like turns it around on children.
Everyone else in your whole company was gonna die. Like, you probably should have killed that one guy, right? I mean, Kreese fucked up, right? I mean, and then he didn't feel like he should be taken.
Oh yeah, he fucked up. I mean, it did blow up in his face, 100%.
And like during that time, he killed that like instructor because he knew like the instructor was bad and fucked up. But then he like came home and like just started teaching all that bullshit to teenagers, right? I mean, when the instructor was teaching him, these were grown military men. You know what I'm saying? That signed up to be in a jungle fighting to the death. Right, seems like a pretty place, good place for Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Vietnam,
right? I mean,
legendarily known for all its volunteers.
those people did volunteer, though. I mean,
I know.
He did.
So okay, I know what you mean. I'm messing with you.
You know, and then he like takes that shit home and spreads it around. God,
that's how you do it.
We're supposed to feel like he's humanized or some shit. I wasn't buying it.
All right. Well, better watch out season 4. Better drop soon is all I got to say. We are running a little late. I'm no stickler. It's not like I have to work in a few hours.
I sure do. God.
Yeah.
Just make all three. All
right, better cruise on this Meatballs 4 then. Shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got notes.
Okay, so it sounds like everybody watched it. Is that what the claim is? Before we get too far into it, what's everyone's Meatballs history? I think we talked about it a little last week.
It turns out I've seen all of the Meatball movies. I actually have seen that one, but when I was, like, you know, going through my puberty stage, probably around, like, 12 or some shit.
It's a good series for
that.
I only have saw Meatballs 1. I liked it, I guess, as a kid. This one, okay, now, I watched it on YouTube for free.
Okay.
Was it censored lunch meat? Was there actually titty shots, or?
Oh, yeah.
It's all over there, dude.
All over.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like I said, I watched it on YouTube for free.
Oh,
so fuck,
no.
I got a censored version.
Fuck.
I have a note, like, so many perv shots. Holy fuck, this movie's great, but why don't they actually show tits?
Oh, there were so many. No, everyone. You saw everyone. Yeah. Oh, everyone, no. Did. Even the bus driver.
Yeah.
Whoa, I think you're lying to me. No, we didn't see the bus driver's tits, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Like, okay. Spoiler alert. Yeah, she was a 4 on my fucking scale. On wow. time, always. Fucking drives recklessly.
And as everyone knows, 4 is the highest rating. That's the 4 inches, of course.
All right, let's get to the movie. What was the movie about, Dredd?
Okay, so here's my real quick. My background. I think I've seen Meatballs 2 a bunch of times on HBO as a kid. Only remember like an alien and a boxing match.
Yeah, where was the alien?
And no boobs in Meatballs 2, as far as I could tell. I think they played it during the day all the time, right? Am I wrong about that?
Here's the thing. The Meatball movies were like legitimately with kids, right? They were like children on a day, like a regular.
Yeah, like the first one was? It was like 11-year-olds or something in a competition at camp.
Okay, and was Corey Feldman one of the kids?
Adult camp.
Corey Feldman, is he in any of the other movies, or is this like a new character for this?
New. Everyone in there was a new character, except if you were watching close, the DJ from the dance in the background.
You're kidding me. I actually noted him. He's the only person to come back?
He was the only guy who I think has been in all.
What about that older guy, the like grandpa or whatever?
The owner of the camp?
Yeah, the owner of the camp.
So.
Never in another one. I like that actor. I've seen him in other stuff. I've always like noticed that guy. He's got like good facial
Yeah, I remember him from other 80s things or whatever, but question.
That's interesting.
Right, so, because, like, again, the only Meatballs I've seen, I think, was one, and that was, like, a legitimate, like, kids camp, like, kids sleepaway camp.
Well, there were boobs in it, right, or no?
Fantasy, is this supposed to be, like, a fantasy camp for, like, college people to fucking, like, learn how to water ski or something?
Adult camp, I guess, which is great.
Wait, but weren't boobs always part of the franchise, or no?
They were, but it wasn't like, yo, we were showering and there was nude people all the time.
It's not like a Porky's,
you know,
type of movie or anything like that. Are you
correct. It was like a child's Porky, you know what I'm saying? Like a beloved camp story of like adolescence and self-discovery.
Okay. And were they rated R?
There's a bunch of adults. Yeah, I don't know about that. I could be wrong. I don't think so.
Yeah, so the first one,
this
I remember,
one definitely
like, older
was.
Chicks with almost girls on trampoline vibes or whatever. The first one I remember, I think, like where there was tits and they were nipples out of where, but they kept a t-shirt on.
So. Yes. Okay. I could imagine that. Okay. All right. So this one is like basically almost like, I don't know if softcore porn is like
ski school.
The right term,
it's like ski school, but on water.
Yeah, right. Which I enjoy, by the way. I loved all the hydroponics. I like this.
Yes, all the water ski montages and then reaction
lots
shots.
Of them.
Yes, I enjoyed.
Yeah,
that also.
I was like amazed that there was going to be two of these. Like I thought, like we were getting to the end of the movie at the first one, and then they're like, no, this is all set up for the second one. I'm like, why? You won the first one, and now you're going to win. It's like, why are we going back to
this?
I think the better version of this movie is Rad.
Right, yeah. That was...
Oh.
All right, but anyways, there's an evil baddie trying to buy the camp from the other camp, of
classic.
Course.
I thought that was like the basic...
With the British accent.
Which, how about these henchmen? That one henchman guy, like, he really, like, caught my eye. He was really making a meal of these, like, get a load of this guy. Like, a lot of eye rolls, a lot of, like, I don't know. I thought the movie was pretty good, actually. The two
Guidos, the straight man of it, where he's correcting him on his English and how to say things and say other. Yeah, that guy, fucking, you know, he was having fun on set.
Jeez, I kept imagining, like, every time a new character would walk in, I'd be like, is this like an established franchise character that I'm, and I like treated everybody like that. So
well,
to
Corey
me, all Felt these people are like
parachuted
part
in.
Of the Meatballs
Corey
lore. Yeah. I really thought
Corey
there was like a saga where like, this
wait,
love
wait, wait,
relationship
was he in all, was he in all the rest of his movies or why does he get such a grandioso entrance? With
I feel
the
like
goddamn,
they turned him loose. You know, he didn't have much of a character, but they just like, Let him. Oh, he hired Corey Feldman.
It was Corey Feldman.
He did like the Michael Jackson dance, like perfectly. Did you hear that Michael Jackson, that like song they tried to play that wasn't Michael Jackson?
Oh, it was black and white fucking goddamn ripoff of. Because this movie was made in 1992, so I think Michael Jackson.
I Fall In and I Can't Get Up made an appearance. That was great.
I gotta say though, Corey Feldman, you know, taking the fat awkward guy under his wing, and
flounder? I mean, how many times did he start a sentence with
"old
boy"?
Call him flounder? That's what I wrote for fucking my notes too. I'm like, fucking flounder, goddamn! Fucking
the opening line is, "Oh boy, is this gonna be great?" Like he shot the flounder wad right at the beginning of it, and then he kept saying, "Oh boy."
Throughout the whole movie.
The whole movie.
It was a Victor Pig pad.
I was waiting for him to throw marbles out and trip all the rich kid bad guys. Fucking, I was waiting for that moment. Or him to bitch that, like, you guys, you can't use my car.
I would have liked to have found out that all his putsy moves were basically pranks the whole time, and, like, they waited to that last one to reveal that about him or something, because, like... And why did he start running after those tables? Just let them fall. Like, who gives a shit? Don't break your arm.
Was hysterical. Like,
and, you know, often that one girl kept spilling on herself.
I thought Flounder's rock painting through line was going to go way further. Again, I was waiting for him to, like, you know, fucking on the docks or whatever, throw out some marbles and have the rich kids fucking slip and fall and go into the lake. And, oh, my God, they get wet.
Yeah,
again, I guess still a drink on someone at the end of the world.
Yeah, you know, do you think he was really hung like a horse though? Because it seemed like he hooked up with that hot Asian chick, right? I mean, she seemed pretty happy about it too. So,
but again, I guess because it was on YouTube for free, I saw an edited version. So, did they actually hook up, or did he just get the perv on her while she was in the shower?
You saw that pervy, wait, was it, she showering or was she just like, she was taking off her shirt because she was like wet because, I think
he
poured her own drink
on her. He followed her back to her goddamn,
and he was like clearly looking at her in the mirror. That was a great shot.
Oh, dude, again, I saw it on YouTube and it was edited. So all I saw was him like doing the eyebrow raising.
No, there was like a full minute of him like staring at her and like, you can see him in the mirror that she's looking into, like his whole face, like big as fuck. And then he's just staring at her. Oh. And then we're staring at her too. It's perfect.
I found it on YouTube for free. So yeah, I got
you missed
all
this.
When they did the fire drill and all the chicks are running out fucking holding their boobs or whatever, like, was that just a titty scene also? Because that one was highly, highly edited on YouTube. I'm just like,
well, maybe
there was tons of people. Yeah, like I would say four girls ran down naked.
But there were like multiple shower scenes.
So
you didn't see any of the showering either.
No, the showering, like again, it was heavily edited. And I know I'm missing out titty scenes this day and the other, but like fucking again, I watched it for free. I'm not paying money to see this shit.
They used to play that show. They used to play Meatballs 4 on regular television, I remember. So they must have a really good edit job somewhere, you know, like a professional.
I thought the movie was like pretty well edited. I wanted to give props to that. And I think the background set designer did a really good job. Like I was like kept noticing like little stuff. Like this was a pretty well put together movie, in my opinion.
One of the franchise, you know, they burnt all their WAD money and
these fours, I don't know. Like I feel like I don't have time to go back and watch them all, but like I do wonder, you know.
I'm gonna say this though.
Different from all the other ones.
Was there a five?
No. There's not a five.
This is the end. They kept promising next summer.
No,
I'm gonna
summer.
Say this. I'm
so
gonna
those
say
people
this.
Were not Andy, like no one's the gross.
DJ was the gross.
That's interesting. I actually thought he was like. I thought it was strange because he was the only like old person like in the whole movie, basically.
Right. That was why. You know what I'm saying? Like, got a new job this year.
I'm going to say this. The ending shot of Corey Feldman looking down the barrel of the camera and saying, I was in the Goonies, made watching that whole movie fucking worth it. Right there, boom.
Horrible.
Thank you, Corey Feldman. Yes, you were in Goonies.
My friend was raped by a, you know, Charlie Sheen credits. All right.
That was great. That was a great ending. I thought I liked that little bit of that was nice. Wall breaking, actually. So no one's the gross. Just making sure.
The DJ was the gross. I can't. Do you know what I'm talking about?
If you're
hello.
Hello. Just doing a few things here. No big deal. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, I'm here. I'll put the TV back
on. Right. So we all figured that it was a pretty great summer camp movie. What kind of snouts are you gonna give it? I'm gonna give it three snouts. Three snouts is probably good for that movie, I would imagine.
I would say that's a fair amount of snouts. But my boner rating may surprise you.
Well, let's do the snouts first, as usual.
Three-quarter snouts. Fucking,
okay.
This is almost perfection.
It was good. One of the better fours we watched, I would say.
All right.
Yes.
Good. All right, now we're moving into the boner scale. I think everyone's been waiting for this.
I think
Dredd, why don't you start off with the boner rating?
I'm gonna go all the way. I think it was tastefully shot. I didn't feel, I don't know. I mean, everyone's having a good time here. There's, I don't know, about 1,000 pairs of boobs everywhere. It seems to work pretty well for them. T-shirts and nipples were prominent. I don't know. The whole thing worked for me. 4 perfect inches.
I'm going to go 4 out of 5.
And it's not out of 5,
well,
it's out of 4.
I thought this was out of 4 scale.
Oh, I thought we were
going to change 5. You're changing the rules on us?
The 4 scale?
Okay. So 4 boners. Okay, so 4 boners.
Four boners.
I'm going to go 3 boners. There wasn't any real penetration going on.
No,
so
well,
it's
no,
not
but.
The 4th boner.
That's not where I'm
going. I watched an edited version, and I'm going to go 4 fucking boners out of
nice.
4 fucking boners. Wow. Like the neon thong shots, the fucking goddamn tasteful tit shots that were not. Oof. Yeah, no, it didn't for me.
Tasteful, I don't think so. Like, maybe they were in the edited version, but it was like, just like, hey, there
was
some.
Oh, no, it was perv shots.
Oh, it was gratuitous.
Shots, but
it was gratuitous, but I don't know. I just thought it was, like, pretty, like, it could have, like, there's a lot of ways to go, like, ultra creepy with it. I felt like it was, I don't know, a little more refined than I was expecting, I think is all I'm trying to say.
If I would have sold for you 11 years old, yeah, it'd be a lot of Cosmo
Link. Yeah, you could definitely do that to this movie, I imagine. Mm. It might not make you feel too dirty about it.
And with that, I've been Dredd Rocker, rocking it, keeping your secret a secret. Nope, we're doing this.
No. We can't get there yet. We have to do the roll. We'll find out the next movie.
Oh, man, the next movie. I totally forgot. Wow, I'm just... Hey, we're running behind here. Hold on here. Okay, I got one. Here it goes. 3.
Still smoking.
Okay.
Still smoking.
Oh.
It's finally happening.
We get a fucking good one.
Should be good.
All right.
Smoking. Fuck yeah.
Will it hold a candle? Does anyone, I mean, we've all seen Still Smoking, of course, right? This is kind of a...
Of course, yeah.
Played a lot.
Oh, again, this is going to be a good one. Fucking, oh, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
All right, and that's all a very...
Cool.
All right, so now I've been Dredd Rocker, keeping your secrets a secret.
Well, this is everyone's favorite Ash Lord. Lunch meat, saying goodbye. May the great grindfather take a liking to you.
Jimmy Gunpunk, let me see how heavily edited I am out of this episode.
It went well. I think you're giving yourself short shrift. we get the gist. And we are back. This is the After Hours Under Hours. I'm Dread Rocker.
This has been everyone's favorite Ash Lord, Lunch Meat.
Kitty Gum Funk. So Sirius is going to go in there, right?
Wait, what's going in there? Oh, did you pick a song? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, Sirius, the theme to the Bulls, goddamn championship run, and a little
did you ask, song. Can you mention this to me?
I think just now, yeah.
Okay, I will make a note of it, and that is what will be there. Jeez, you should have told me in advance so I could have had it there. It's going to sound great.
Yeah,
folks.
Well,
Jim, are you going to listen to the episode? I got to ask. I know you're not listening.
I have been. I've been falling asleep to them again.
Okay, well. Oh, good. Well, maybe the old maybe there's something wrong with the counter.
I think my
counter's been broken for a while.
I've been trying my best to get the fucking goddamn more viewership or listenership up. Fucking goddamn. I think my buddy Jake Justice has listened to an episode of 3.
Hmm.
I told him to listen to Golden episodes, which is a good one to start with, and then go back from the recent ones and then from there.
That's all a good way to go. Wow. Okay. Well, we should probably do this Pitchman's real quick. Did anyone else got any hot ideas for the to save the pod,
March
so to
100?
Say? Drum up sales.
Really good idea. I actually didn't actually write anything down as usual. There was some great ideas that we had. I think we should re-bring this back next episode.
Okay.
We have real professional things, and we, get you on the line.
Okay,
right?
We're going to go on the line. Okay, all right. I guess you're right. This is a little late in the okay. So you want to get to the usual smutty after-show stuff, right?
I guess so.
All right, guys.
Smutty stuff
for it.
That we have to talk about. We're not doing the Corey hole anymore, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, no, fuck him.
He's gone.
Canceled.
He's out. Canceled.
Sorry, Corey. I was pulling for you, but it doesn't sound like you were able to...
It was fun while it lasted, guys, but him personally, yeah, I want to punch him in the face every time I see him. So
we're still talking about him now, so we'll just move on from that.
You think we should find a new person? What do you think Jesse Farkas is up to nowadays?
I think I can find him on Facebook pretty easily, and so could you if you weren't such a Sensei Lawrence about it. He had a Facebook.
My brother
did
grew up with a friend named Ricky Anus. So should I try to find him? And we have anus leaks or something. Fucking
anus leaks.
Anus leaks.
You just picked him because of the name.
No lie. The kid's last name was Anus.
And so you want to create a segment around him?
Of Anus Leaks.
I mean, that is a great name. Don't get me wrong. Maybe we should look him up. I don't know. Is he interesting?
What about mine, sealed with a fart kiss?
Well, this is what the Pitchman's is going to have to determine. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
New pilots for each of you. You each come up with a format. You each come up with, what you want to discuss. And we give each of them a pilot. That's how it goes.
All right, cool. Let's at least have a good three. Everyone have at least three good ideas, all right? Let's try to keep that cash.
I think that we need to stretch out the pilots over three episodes as opposed to when we do Pitchmans and two solid movies and or TV shows.
Right.
Is the Morton's List a thing of the past? Is that 2020 now that...
It might have to be. I think it's up for debate for sure. I think that's another excellent thing that might go on the chopping block, although we're going to have to obviously come up with something. But that's what the Pitchman's is going to be. That's what the pilots are. It's going to be a real hootenanny on this road to 100 potential listeners. I'll save I don't really have like anything revolutionary either, but obviously I'm going to be trying to actually talk about, I think I'm going to start taking notes when I listen to the episodes. So that way I remember what to hype on Twitter.
Okay.
You're not banned from Twitter?
I don't get banned from Twitter. I keep my language pretty clean. I keep it very respectful.
Who are we, the president? Like, shit.
What a 12 hours, though,
Twitter,
huh?
Too, and that he went off on Twitter, and then they, like, immediately just, like, pretty much took him off.
Right. And that session 2020 or whatever, he was trying to ban this and the other. It's like, I wonder why. Because you incite hate speech and riots, you fucking douche.
Cool. All right. Well, it's everyone pretty settled for this app, huh? That was another great app.
Wake and Bake Grinders List is recorded at or around both coasts of Wisconsin. You can find us at Grinders List on Twitter, hashtag LunchMigas or HeadGumFunk. The snitch line is open for all you snitches. Watch out for those stitches and ditches. That's 920-368-4582 or, I know, you're crazy for this one, 9-A-O, Dotilta.
You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Back is the darkness at me.
Okay, very good.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Jim.
Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Oh!